Okay, so just very quickly on the parsha, very quickly, every year when we come to Parshas Korach, it's not like it starts to make, at least in my book, more sense of what exactly Korach was thinking and his entire henchmen and his movement. They say over famously from the Yismach Moshe Teitelbaum was really the first Satmar Rebbe. He was really started off as a Litvish, became Chassidish later on in his life. He was one of the great Goyim of the 18th century. So he used to tell over that he was a Gilgal. He was a Gilgal three times, and he remembers vividly each time he was a Gilgal. And he said, "One time I was a Gilgal during the story of the Midbar." So they said, "So what do you remember?" He says, "I remember Korach and the fight." So they asked him, "So whose side were you on?" He said, "You should know, I was right in the middle. But if you guys would have been there, you would have been on Korach's side." That's what he used to tell his Talmidim. So we have no really good understanding of what Korach's machlokes and hadassim look like. Because we read the Chumash, we think Korach was crazy. Korach and his 250 Russian soldiers are all crazy, fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you thinking? It's terrible. Doesn't make any sense. So every time I come to this week's parasha, I don't have a good understanding, in my opinion, how to navigate. But I think what is important from the parasha is to take away some lessons from the parasha. And one of them is where Chaim Shalom has a beautiful sicha on this week's parasha, where he writes that machloikis is fire. It engulfs everything in its path, and stay as far away as that you can. Just stay away from machlokes. Don't get involved. Don't stick your head in it. Run the opposite direction. And there are people who live for fights. They wait their whole life to come up with a fight to fight with someone, whether it be their wife, the next door neighbor, the guy who's next to you in shul. There are people that they have their antennas up waiting to pick a fight. Chaim Shulevitz says fights is the exact opposite. Run as far as away you put from fighting. Run from fights. Then others point out that the other lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us is don't engage in a fight. Sometimes you get stuck in a fight. You can't get around it. So you have two choices. You can escalate the fight, or you can just try to kill the fight as quickly as it comes. So we learned, if you look in the Chumash, that when Dasa Bavim, when all these Chevermen came with Tainas, they just kept quiet. Moshe and Aaron didn't give a rebuttal, didn't give a speech back, didn't give a drasha. They were quiet. They said, "Let Hashem decide." That's, I think, another very important lesson is that in life, sometimes it's just not kedai. Because sometimes they're just waiting to rile you up. The other person who's starting, he's waiting to rile you. He's waiting to see what you're going to yell and scream about. If you keep quiet, you know how mad he gets? Because he was hoping to poke the bear, and now the bear's not doing anything. That's Thomas, a great rule in life when dealing with machlokes. If you end up getting stuck in one, is to try to avoid escalating it. And I think the last lesson that many Mefarshim point out is to not let the fight get personal. Sometimes, well, you'll have a fight in life, will be, how to run an organization, how to do certain things in a community, even in a family, husband and wife, how to raise the kids. The Yisoid HaDavar is that you got to keep it and make sure that it doesn't get personal. Yeah, I see. And I listen to the most. The idea of once it gets personal, I know it's my fault.
What do we need? Page two?
Once it gets personal, I made 15 copies. I don't have copies.
We made a lot of page ones.
I didn't make enough copies. Okay.
What do we need? Page ones and page two?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So, could someone give it to me? I'm going to go off to make
so
copies.
Once it gets personal, that's when you lose the battle. I mentioned a couple weeks ago. A gewaltige story with Rav Zalman Auerbach. Michael. Rav Zalman Auerbach famously said over at his wife's levaya that I don't have to be masvid her. I don't have to ask mechila from her because I never did anything to cause to ask mechila. So a few months later, a Talmud met Rav Zalman after this story. He was already married. So Rav Zalman asks him, how's married life going? So he says, "You should know, Rabbi, Rebbe, it's amazing. We never fight with each other." So Rav Zalman looked at him and says, "You guys are both not normal." So I said, "Rebbe, you told us that your wife's levaya, you don't have to ask a mechila." He said, "I never said that my wife's levaya. I never fought with my wife. We had disagreements. Of course, we had disagreements. Of course, we had arguments about things. So why didn't I have to ask a mechila? Because we never fought. I never had to ask a mechila because it never got personal. We disagreed. A lot of you disagreed. You can expect," he says, "can you expect a man and woman to live together not to disagree? Well, it's impossible. Especially men and women, they're wired differently." He said, "Avada, we fought." That's the chiddush. Dr. Yerushalmi Zalman, it never got personal. We disagreed about that. We had different ideas and ideologies, but it never got personal. Like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Vav Besufa. Hopefully, we'll get there one point. The Gemara says, "You ever walk into a yeshiva? You ever watch what goes on in yeshiva? The guys are yelling and screaming at each other. Then all of a sudden, Seder's over. Everyone goes down to lunch, and everyone sits together at the same table. Doesn't usually work out like that. Why? Because you're not fighting about personal amrit. You're wrong. You shouldn't be, at least. I can't say it always works out that way. You're supposed to be fighting about what Tosfos means, what Rashi means. So why am I not nice to you? Because you don't. I have a different way of reading Rashi than you do. Fine. So we'll go to Shir. The Rebbe will say what Pshat, and then we'll move on. So the idea of machloekis is as long as it doesn't get personal, it could be very. It's necessary. Every organization, every company, every family is going to have disagreements. You're not going to find everyone that's always on the same page. It doesn't exist. It's impossible. The difference is, does it become what we call in the Shalom Bayis world called dirty fighting? Dirty fighting is when you throw out insults and slurs and you knock people. That's where things get a little bit messy. So as long as you keep it, you know, clean, so to say, then machloikis is a part of life. And it's not what it means in the Chumash, but it says, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have a disagreement with someone. It means you're not allowed to have a dirty disagreement with someone where it gets very personal. Okay. In any case, I want to welcome back Rabbi Wielgus, who's joining us now for the summer, the first half. And then he goes to camp the second half. Always a privilege to have a Rebbe, a Machanech, joining us for our Shiurim on Sunday morning. We left off last week with three Yesoidis and Achrayim that are all very problematic. We had a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara tells us that we are not experts in Yesoidis v'Chaseiris. We are not experts in when a Vav should be there or Yud shouldn't be there, how to write a Sefer Torah. So because of that comment in the Gemara, the Shagasari developed a Chiddush. The Shagasari developed the following Svar that he held that it's impossible to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa today of ksiva sefer Torah. Although Rav Rishonim hold, we have a mitzvah b'zman hazeh to write a sefer Torah. Every Jew has to write a sefer Torah. We spoke once earlier, the women have a chiv to write a sefer Torah. We spoke about that, Shiloh. But writes the Shagasari, that mitzvah is off the table today. Why? Because it's an impossibility. You can't write a sefer Torah if you don't know how to write a sefer Torah. We were medamed last week to tchelas. Just like you can't do tchelas today, that's why many people don't wear tchelas, because you can't. So you got to take that mitzvah off the list. So even though the Torah gave us a mitzvah to wear tchelas, it was only when you could wear tchelas, when you know how to wear tchelas, or what tchelas is. I'm not getting involved in the whole tchelas discussion, not for now. I think we've done it in the past. We could talk about it in the future, hopefully. But it's the same idea. The Torah gave us a mitzvah, which we're in a situation where we just can't do it. So, says the Shagasariya, we can't do the mitzvah. There's only one problem. The Shagasariya lived in the 1700s. The Rishayim, who lived 500 years before him, all counts. Ksiva Seva Torah is a mitzvah. So Bishlam in the world of Tchelas, you could tell me, already the times of Rishayim, they didn't have Tchelas, which is true. But when it comes to mitzvahs, Ksiva Sefer Torah, this is one of the big kashas of the Shagasariya. If you look in Rishayim, who lived 500 years before the Shagasariya, they all write, there's a mitzvah, as well as that, to write a Sefer Torah. What were they talking about? The Shagasariya lived after them. So, but between the times, something doesn't make sense. But that's the Shagasariya. Then we saw a chiddush from the Minchas Chinuch, another chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch said, no, not true. The Chizkinuch was very bothered by the notion that Klal Yisrael forgot how to do something. How can it be Klal Yisrael forgot how to write a Sefer Torah? That's all it's part of Jewish life. How can it be that we forgot how to write a Sefer Torah? So the Chizkinuch says, no, it's not that we forgot how to write a Sefer Torah, but there's two dinim in Yeseiris v'chaseiris. The Chizkinuch says there's two types of Yeseiris v'chaseiris. There's Yeseiris v'chaseiris that matter, that change the halachic status of a word. Then there's Yeseiris v'chaseiris that don't really matter that much from a halachic standpoint. And obviously everything matters, which we'll see. Famously, many people quoted it last week, but I'll show you. It's a Ramban in his introduction to Chumash. The Avada, every letter matters, but when we mean from a halachic standpoint. So therefore says the Menachas Chinuch, everything is very geshmak. Avada, if you have a typical Sefer Torah, when the Gemara says, we're not bikim yaseis v'chaseiris, that means the ones that don't have halachic ramifications. Those vavs and yuds that don't change anything from a halachic standpoint. So those taka we don't remember. Why don't we remember, says the Menachas Chinuch? Because they don't have a halachic impact. That's why we don't remember them. And people remember that has halachic ramifications. I can tell you firsthand, shurim that I've given that aren't practically halachically used, we don't remember as much. Those things that you use every single day, you remember. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, he says, v'chaseiris that matter, let's say the word atem and oisim that we spoke about from the Neid Behuda, that of other apostles of Sefer Torah, that every Sefer knows, because you got to know how to write it. But those molei and the yiseiris, v'chaseiris, those other ones don't pass. So, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it is possible to be mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. On the other way, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's also possible to have a sefer Torah possible. If let's have an example like the Noidi Behuda's case. We had a case from the Noidi Behuda, thank you, where the Noidi Behuda talked about a shaila where the word in Parshas Emor is supposed to be written without the vav, and the guy wrote it with the vav, so the Noidi Behuda held the sefer Torah still kosher. According to the Minchas Chinuch, that sefer Torah should be possible. Why? Because that's Yeseiris v'chaseiris that we all know about, that was never forgotten, that was on the books. That Lucheria should pass the sefer Torah. We left off last week with the big kasha on the Shagasariya. What's the big kasha on the Shagasariya? According to the Shagasariya, we can't be mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah because we have no way of doing it. We don't know how to do it. So the kasha is, why don't you do it misaf? Safik deraisa l'chumra. We have a rule. Machlokes Rishonim, Rambam, and Rashba is safik deraisa l'chumra midaraisa l'chumra only midrabanan l'chumra. But let's assume safik deraisa l'chumra means when you have a doubt of a deraisa, you got to push yourself to do it. So frak the achreidim, Reb Eliashib brings this down, as does others. Why don't we say the same rule here also? I should have to figure out a way. Maybe I can't do it. So try. Try. Again, it's just a go of a funny kasha, because how many configurations would you have to try over here? And what am I going to try? I'm going to write 100 different versions of a Sefer Torah. The third way you're going to have to say is that there must have been a couple of options And it wasn't the every single letter. There must have been a couple of options. So I'd have to write five Sefer Torah. You know what it costs to write one Sefer Torah? You'd have to write five or six of them just to be Yaitz to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Again, there'd have to be, there'd be numerous options of configurations.
But we're saying we don't know what's...
Right, so obviously...
We don't even know.
Right, so he's assuming, the Achronim are assuming there must be some way of getting every... Meaning every Mole and every Chassid, you'd have to... So if you go like the Minchas Chinuch, then it's again according to the Minchas Chinuch, I don't think the whole kasha gets off the ground. Kasha is only according to Noidi Behuda. I'm sorry, only according to the Shagas Ayah. Shagas Ayah that claims that there is no way of knowing how to write a Sefer Torah, and he also holds you have to hold. So let's take a look over here on page two. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk a little bit more about that today. I hope. Right, so today we'll see that. So that's what we're going to get to on page the next page is. So where does that leave us today? Right, let's say a guy says, listen, I have $100,000 saved up. I want to know, should I give it to support a kailul or should I give it to write a Sefer Torah? So after you come out of today's sugi, you say, well, I don't know. Again, I'm assuming the kailul people are actually learning. Okay, just to be fair and honest, right? Yeah, make sure you pick the right kailul also. You can have guys that are not learning either, and that's also some waste of money. Real B'nai Torah. And some people sitting and learning Torah all day. That, your money is for sure good. Or you can write a Sefer Torah, which you say to yourself, according to the Shagas Ayah, it wasn't even kind of mitzvah. A bit of a dilemma, right?
One's a question, exactly.
Seems like a no-brainer, right? So we'll see that the contemporary Achronim deal with this a little bit. Again, I'm not turning this into halachah, but just to round out the sugi, we should be aware of this. Once you come across this Gemara with the Shagas Ayah and the Mechas Chinuch, it does, you know, present the dilemma in one's mind. Someone does have an extra $100,000 sitting around. Should they use it for Ksiva Sefer Torah? Should they use it to support Torah or give stock or whatever else you can do? So let's take a look at this Shevet Halevi. So Shmuel Vosner writes that this is number 9. He says, "V'ulai." Svaris Hashagisaya. So we had a kasha. The kasha is why, according to the Shagisaya, you don't have to go Savik de Reis L'chum. So we mentioned last week, and I'm shocked no one says it. I saw one contemporary Sefer write it. To me, it's a Dava Pasha. Why don't you say Savik de Reis L'chum? So the answer is Savik de Reis L'chum only works if after you're said and done, you'll get the mitzvah right. And we compared it to, let's say, the case of benching. Savik de Reis L'chum means the guy doesn't remember if he benched. So what do we tell him? Bench again. Because you know, if you bench again, now we know for sure you benched. But I can write 100 Sefer Torah. I still don't know if I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get every configuration under the sun. Albi, you got to get your actuary out here to figure out how many versions possible are there to write the Sefer Torah. You could be here writing the hundreds of Sefer Torah. So then there's no, the din of Sefer Torah L'chum means only if I do it again will I for sure get the mitzvah. That's the counter argument to Tcheles. But what's the idea by Tcheles? I put on these blue strings and then what? I still don't know if I was Mekayim the mitzvah. So the whole din of Sefer Torah L'chum is only after I do the mitzvah again, I know for sure I got the mitzvah. But over here, and by Tcheles, I still don't know for sure. I still don't know if this is the right Tcheles. I still don't know if I got the right Yisrael Bechasev. So therefore, there's no din of Savik Derayis L'chum. Surprisingly, the Achronim don't say that. I'm not sure why. Unless Taka, there maybe is a bunch of configurations that you can get, and that would be enough. I don't know. No, but the question is if that Tcheles is really the right Tcheles. Okay. There's two questions. The question is, does Halacha dictate I have to because of Savik Derayis L'chum? Or the other way of saying is, what do you lose by putting it on? There's two different questions. So one argument is, what do you lose by putting, besides that they're a little bit more expensive than the other ones, what do you lose by putting them on? So the answer to many is nothing. So that's why they put it on. The halachic argument is, you have to put on tcheles because of Safik derais l'chumra. Being that tzitzis is the mitzvah derais and tcheles is the mitzvah derais, how can you not do it? So the answer to that argument is no, because Safik derais is only true if I know after I do it, I'll for sure get the mitzvah. But I still might not know for sure. No one knows for sure. As much as we think and we have proofs and they're legitimate, no one could swear in a Sefer Torah that this Tcheles is the real Tcheles. It's just that the argument is, what do you have to lose? So, no. Well, we don't. No, it's not. Because over there, we don't know what your status is. Did you or didn't you bench? So obviously, if you bench already once, you don't have to bench again. So we don't know. Yeah, but that's what Savik Deraisa requires you to do. But over here, Savik Deraisa doesn't tell me to do something that even after I do it, I still won't know for sure my end result.
You know at the end of
it. Yeah, I won't know. Even if I put on the Tcheles, I still don't know if I was Mekayim Tcheles because no one knows with certainty that this is actually the real Tcheles.
So what happens by benching? If let's say you forgot, let's say, one of the insertions at the Chazal, then you do it a second time and you forget. You got to bench a third time?
Yeah, until you get it right. There's a Lomdus Hashayla. We spoke about this once in the Shulam and the Shul. Yeah. Let's say a guy says, this is when I get to a Meir Shaila. Let's say a guy davens Shemen Esrei and he gets one of the two right Ma'oros, and if he gets the other one, can he? It's all against the Shaila. Okay. But yeah, the answer is yes. You got to do it until you get it right. Only by benching, because benching is the Savik Derais L'chum. So says Rabbi Shmuel Vosner, V'ulai Svaris Hashagasaya Nihi Dula Yahani Haitaimo. Deinon Bikim Rakla Asay Safik. The Shagasaya's Chiddush was that since we're not bekiyim, at least turns into a suffik. Mikomokim ein zed doimi l'shar suffik deraisa. This is not like a typical case of suffik deraisa. Gam im name of a suffik deraisa min atoy l'hachmer. Even if you argue and say that suffik deraisa mid deraisa, you have to go l'chomer, which is machlokes b'shoyim. Why? Because suffik deraisa ein onu mafsidim im nikaim. Shmuel Baza comes up an interesting svar. He says a normal suffik deraisa is no downside. Now, there might be a downside if you bench it for no reason, right? So he's saying that normally there's no downside. Let's use tchelis. What do you lose by putting on tchelis except for the fact that it's going to cost you a couple extra bucks? Nothing. Doesn't hurt you to put on tchelis. So then we say, push yourself. How can I go around writing sefer Torah misafik? What's going to happen? I'm going to be writing different sefer Torah. One of these versions are not right. Im kain anan poislim biyadayim. I'm basically writing sefer Torah that apostle. How can you tell a Jew to go out of his way to write sefer Torah that apostle? So he's saying an interesting svara, Rebbe Shmuel Vosner. He's saying there's a downside over here. You're tampering. Because if you're going to be writing so many versions, one of those versions are not going to be correct. So you're basically writing sefer Torah that are suffix.
All of them are going to be incorrect except for the one.
We don't know which one. It's like a funny situation over here. So therefore, says Rebbe Shmuel Vosner, Sheval Tasa Oder. That's the Shagasai's argument. Shagasari says, instead of going out of your way and start tampering and start touching and start mishing arayin, because by doing so, by default, you're going to be touching and hustling sefer Torah be a dime.
Yeah, because you write sefer Torah is possible.
Right, so no. So he's saying, again, so the Shagasari, Avada, Rabbi, so we have to admit the Shagasari read from the sefer Torah, right? Avada had sefer Torah in his shul. You know, we pointed out he didn't go to shul at the end of his life because he got in a fight with the members, but okay, he didn't go to shul except for three Shabbosim a year. I mentioned this in my shul. Didn't go over so well. I don't know why. Didn't see where I was going with this. And I think he got paid still. I think he still got paid. But the Shagasai was famous. He got a big fight with the Baal Batim over Shavuos about the recitation of Akdamos. He felt that he didn't like the minhag the way they were doing it. So he told them, that's it. I'm done. Mongol Shangab, I think three Shabbos of the whole year. That was his machot to the shul. Most shuls will be like, yes, the rabbi's not coming, right? The Shagasai, they talk, was sad he wasn't coming. Doesn't say. I don't know. I'm not sure where he went.
Breakaway.
But so the Shagasaya had sefer Torah in his shul, right? What did he learn from? So Terry says, obviously, even the Shagasaya is going to have to agree, and this is something we'll have to deal with, that there's two dinim over here. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of ksivas sefer Torah, then there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan of kriyas haTorah, which we do Monday, Thursday, Shabbat, and the two are not talos zebazah. It has to be that. But you tell me the Shagasaya didn't learn from the Torah. Can't be. Shagasai was discussing the mitzvah d'oraisa of ksivas sefer Torah. That einam bekiyim means you can't fulfill that mitzvah. But the Shagasai didn't take out the sefer Torah and read from it.
The third part, because if you can't read from it, puzzle sefer Torah.
So that's a question. Yeah, would the Shagasai tell you that every sefer Torah that you take out to read from it, first of all, we'll have to get to that. What's the status of sefer Torah psulim legabe kriyas haTorah? Now, besides of parshas Zachar, maybe parshas Para, most of our kriyas only the rabbanim. Well, that's easy. Hey, mamu ve hey, mamu. You don't have to work too hard. The problem is, did the Shagasai agree to make a bracha on the kriyas haTorah? Right, the Chassam Sofer, we learned last, Chassam Sofer says, when you write a Sefer Torah, you don't make a bracha. Why? Because Einam Bikiyim, you say, is v'chaseves. So how do you make a bracha every single Monday and Thursday and Shabbos? So we'll have to be mechalik.
Maybe between, it's on the learning of
it. Right, so we'll have to be mechalik. What each, again, so there's really three categories. There's the mitzvah derais of ksiva Sefer Torah. There's the mitzvah derabon of kriya Satorah. Then there's the bracha on the kriya Satorah as well. So we'll have to break
which
down.
Which is also the Ramana.
Which is also the Ramana, right. So again, the bracha, no, bracha Satorah, the pashtas, that's the one we make in the morning.
Right.
But the guy who already made the bracha in the morning, he was fulfilled his mitzvah deraisa.
Then we said, I think there's a bracha also on writing it.
Right, so that the Chassam Sofer says you don't make the bracha because it's a suffix. But again, we're going to have to differentiate between each part of what you need to say with the only big problem will be, what about Pasha Zoch? Pasha Zoch is a kriya deraisa. Then you have a kriya deraisa. Yes. Because most assume it's the Rabbanan. Not everyone, but most assume it's the Rabbanan. Again, not everything that Moshe, not every Takaras Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of a deraisa. It's a question. It's a big question. We discussed this here once in the Halacha Sheva Shor.
I think we also discussed how could you make Pasha Zohar. How could you say it's a deraisa if it came out of the Rabbanan?
Pasha Zohar?
Yeah.
Pasha Zohar is in the Chumash, isn't it?
No, but Timcha Zecher Amok, did you got to lean it on that?
But that's the Machloikis Mishayim.
Right.
No, the mitzvah deraisa is to read it once a year.
Right.
The fact that we read it some Chlopurim, that's the Magen Avraham brings down that we do it because of Haman. But the mitzvah to read it once a year, that's definitely deraisa. Right. So again, so you'll have a mitzvah deraisa hanging over your head. So we'll see. We'll come back to that B'lin Eder at some point. But let's say, so that's Rishmul Vazna's Chah. So if you take a look over in the Ha'aris from Rav Yashiv on Maseches Kedushin, so he brings down a Kasha from Rav Moshe. Moshe has a tshuva, number 10. The Hikshav, Igmas Moshe, this is Rebel Yashiv's Ha'aris and Kedushin of Laman. He brings a Kasha from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has the same Kasha as Rebel Yashiv. As Rishmul Vazna. Maz chus limad ha-shagasayu, What's the Shagas are trying to defend why Klai Yisrael doesn't have a mitzvah today to write a Sefer Torah? In fact, if Moshe Amidei Sofik lo yotzav im ken yichta mi Sofik, you should have to write it also Sofik. Sofik that writes a little chumra. Olafi dark o yanira. So says Rabbi Yashav, according to Moshe, it seems like Sarech lichtev kama svarim. You'd have to write many different svarim. They lot says kol adeir svarim asarech achalukas b'zeh. Again, I don't know how many different versions you're going to have to write, but you're going to have to write many Sefer Torah. So Shmuel Vosner Tainad, once you're doing that, you can't do that. Because then you're going to be writing some of them are being possible, so you can't write them. Says Rabbi Yashiv, a different chap, an interesting chap. He says, says Rabbi Yashiv, I think the answer to this kash is the following. The kivan, the alfina lol, the mitzvahs, ksivas, meve ato, kisvu lachem es asher azois. Where's the mikar for the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah? Well, pasuk, ato kisvu lachem es asher azois. What's a shira? Shira is a song. The ina milsa dumyu de shira. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I'm saying he makes up his own drush over there, Rabbi Yashiv. Okay, he was Rabbi Yashiv, he could do it. You need to have a ksiva like a song, the breiralon, that you know for sure. Because mandalay breiralon tsuras ksivos le nichla b'chol ha-mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I give all the b'chidish. The mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah is not just to write things that you think might be right. So when you write a song, you know exactly what the song, you know what the words are, you know everything about it. So when you're writing a Torah, if you don't know that this is really the right, authentic version, then there's no mitzvah b'chol. The Mamish Drasha, like it's like Drasha from the Gemara. The Mamish is taking a pasuk. So, Dr. Bliashiv, the mitzvah of ksiva is daimit to shira, and shira when you write a song, when you sing a song, right? You ever see people sing songs they don't know the words? It's quite embarrassing, right? So you got to know what you're singing in order for it to be a song. So, Dr. Bliashiv, you got to know what you're writing in order for it to be a safe term.
So, if you do 1,000 versions and you happen to get one right, it's no good.
Right? Even according to Bliashiv, why bother? Yeah, every time you sit down to write a safe term, you got to know that this is it, and you don't know. If it's Zokter Bliashiv, it's not Shaykh to play the game of Safik Derais Lachum. It's a beautiful Svara. I just don't know where he got it from.
But then what? So
therefore, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. That's the Shaykh Isaiah. The Shaykh Isaiah says, the Shaykh Isaiah is the billboard. If you can't do it right, don't do it.
No, it's like, that's what he's saying. It's for people by Tchelis, right? That when the Safik Derais Lachum will work, only if by.
Oh, we said the Svara. No, they're not saying that. I said that Svara. No, I'm saying that Svara, I think, is the Pashup Shatim Teret. He's not saying that. He's saying a whole new svar because a song has to be something where it's borderline. That part, I think your answer is the Pasha's answer. I'm shocked no one else says it. That the only time he says Avodah Zarah is when you know for sure the second time you'll get it. But over here, you can spend your whole life, you never know if you get it.
Is that so true by a song? Aren't there different versions a lot of time of the same song? So it could be the same thing with the same
I don't know. Okay, it's mamish like Xeris HaKosah that Yashiv just made up over here. Again, I don't know. So that's his teretz. So we have Shmuel Vosner's teretz. And we have Rabbi Yashiv's test for the cash. And again, I think the other answer is like we're saying till now, that it's not shaykh, something to rise to the chumrah, even after everything is said and done, you still might be carrying the mitzvah.
We'll talk
about that in a second. We'll see. The Rambam went on a journey to find the perfect
Sefer Torah.
So now we have right there. So we'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. Halacha l'maase. Yeah, sure. Not getting in. If you can get in, it would be great. So let's see what Shmuel Vosner writes. So Shmuel Vosner writes in the Truma, he says like this. V'ulai ha-misoyro tachriya divri ha-shas. Ha-koponim ha-nachnu mitzuvim v'chol dor v'dor lichtev sebeter. Again, most achreinim do not subscribe to the Shagasaya that the mitzvah derais of ksiva sebeter fell off because ain't no bikin. No, we can't. We just can't do it. Now, the truth is some people, stamazay, learn the Gemara not like the Shagasaya. Shagasaya took the Gemara very literal. The Gemara says, "Ainu b'kim b'seis v'chaseiris." Therefore, throw out everything. Oh, the Gemara just meant that because "Ainu b'kim b'seis v'chaseiris," we can't start now counting and measuring letters in the Torah. The Gemara wasn't discussing halachic ramifications. You have to go back to the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't saying, "So what's the status of our Sefer Torah?" Says the Gemara, "Well, we don't know anything about the Sefer Torah." The Gemara was dealing with a numbers game. Is it this letter? Is it that letter? It wasn't a halachic conversation. It was strictly a numbers conversation. To which the Gemara's response was, listen, you can't do that because we don't know the numbers. The Gemara never said, and therefore our Sefer Torah apostle. The Shagasaya went with that chiddush. He said, well, if the Gemara says we're Einu Vikim, obviously we have to throw out all the Sefer Torah. No. Maybe the Sefer Torah are the way we are. We try the best we could and we deal with what we have. Just you have to know. You can't start counting and using the numbers in the Sefer Torah because the numbers might not be authentically right. Does that mean we throw out all of Judaism? Throw out all of Sefer Torah? No, chas v'shalom. It just means if you think you're going to get an accurate number of letters in the Sefer Torah by pulling out a Sefer Torah, just know it's not going to be accurate.
We have that actually discusses what parameters.
We will have some a little bit. We'll talk about. We'll bring Raya from Gemara in the next page. We'll have a Gemara in Eirvin that might shed some light on our conversation. But again, it's important that this Gemara was more Agadata than anything. Right? You know, Shachta likes to point this out. There are a lot of Gemaras that they're just what we call Agadata Gemara. They're not meant to be used halacha lemaisa. You learn this Gemara Kedusha, no one says to himself, ah, oh, have a Gemara that says all I said for possible. It's a very nice agadata for the measuring numbers and counting. Okay, very nice. The Shagasaya was the one that said, oh, one second. If the Gemara says this comment, all of a sudden our Sefer Torah, everything's thrown out.
When did the Kriya Nixtiv that we use now in the promotion come about?
So that's part of the Machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara has this Machlokes in Sanhedrin. Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem. So we had one in this week's Parsha.
But I'm saying, but when.
Now you see, jump out of you, now that you're learning. We have this week's Parsha. Back is Alino, we have Great example. This was not a Gemara they had. So that's the question. So we when do we ever figure out how to do this? Now the truth is, we spoke about this last week. Tefillin, right? Tefillin is a huge machlokes b'shayim even till today. How to write the tefas, the word teitafas in your tefillin. The Torah brings down a machlokes b'shayim between Rabbeinu Tam and many b'shayim. Which of the word teitafas has some vavs in it? When is it a vav? When is it a mali? When is it a chasa? Even till today, we still fight about it, right? Not the Muskim Bakur. Rashi made a Tam Tefillin. That's machloek is not in, that's not a machloek is in, that's the order. The parashas we're still debating. We spoke about that once. How could there be a machloek?
In pronunciation of Zecher and Zecher,
it's like, and the Reiser. Right, there's always Mesoira traditions that we've had throughout the past over different things, dating from the times of the Gemara till today. Right? People do things differently. The Gemara makes it sound like that no one knew. Everyone was lost. Everyone fell asleep at the wheel, and no one knew how to write vavs and yuds and things like that. So that's the question. How far did that go? So Shmuel writes very geshmak. He says, yeah.
From this monster, but I went into 10 Ashkenazi shuls and took out all the Supreme Torah, and we checked them. Will they all be the same?
Most of them, no. Today we have a formal Messiah. Now, the truth is, even before the letters, you go back to this, we definitely had a share on a Tuesday night, right? There's a big machloikis between Ksavari and Ksav Bezeis. You go to a shul today and you go to Ksavari, it's almost a different Sefer Torah. The letters are a bunch of letters, not all of them, but a bunch of letters are in a totally different version. And the Chazon Ish held Ksavari, my apostle. Okay, that's in the Tzura Sa'isiv. That's in how to write the letters. Then we still have a machloikis today, how to spell the word, let's say, Tzua Daka. The word Daka is a machloikis if it's a hey or an aleph. There is a certain, again, yes. Today we have what I labeled last week's site from school. Where the Seifim have a certain tradition. Again, obviously everyone's going to have their own Knech, but there are certain things that we, for the most part, agree upon. Again, like the Oysam and Parshas Emor, every Seifer knows he has to write that one out of off. But the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Now the question is that, you know, that one we know about. What about the other ones where it's debatable? So that's what Shmuel Bozer gets to. He writes. That's right, because that was machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. How to spell Daka with a Hey or with an Aleph. That's still even today. So he writes it. Zokim Shmuel Bozer. You got to work with what you have. You got to deal with what the information you have. If you have a tradition in the year Tavshin Pei Gimel, how to write a Sefer Torah, that's the way you write a Sefer Torah. But also, and then we're not allowed to change anything. MK. Liv argues with Shmuel, he says, no, it's not like the Shagasai who says it's impossible to do the mitzvah. When you write a Sefer Torah today with the tradition that this Sefer got from his Rebbe, that's the mitzvah Satori. That's what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem knows you can only work with what you have. And we'll see, this is a very big sniff wahaka why a lot of places can say there is still a mitzvah today. Because Hashem knew that there'll be a time where we won't be able to do it. And Hashem says, try your best. Work with what you have. Now again, you could argue and say, maybe not. It works, maybe don't. Maybe unless you have the right thing, don't do it. Again, that's, so you say something with Chelos, right? Work with what you have. Put on anything that looks blue, put it on. No, it's got to be right. It's got to fit other criteria. That's why many Rishonim write before the Shagasayah lived that there is a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. But when Nita and the Palpal, they didn't argue. The only argument in Rishonim you find not to write Sefer Torah today is not because of Yiseyas V'chaseyas. And this is a bomb cash on the Shagasayah. Shagasayah lived 500 years after the Rishonim. He comes, the first one to come to town and says, Rabbi, you say you can't write Sefer Torah today because if you say it's Vechaseus. All the other Rishonim, the only downside they say to writing Sefer Torah is maybe you don't need to do it today. Maybe buying Svarim is good enough. No one says like the Shagazai. That's a good horror. They all knew the Gemara and Kedushin of Lamed. Shagazai was the first one in the 1700s to come up with this idea is, ain't a Mekin, says Vechaseus, okay, all our Sefer Torah now, you're not Mekin the Mitzvah. None of the other Rishonim felt like that. Therefore, says Rav Vozda, that's a Raya that they didn't think it was a Taina.
And according to him, I know you said, what would he claim? What did he think are going to come in the future, Dairis?
Nothing.
There would be no Sefer Torah? No, they have to have only
There would be no Kiyam HaMitzvah Dairis of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It would be like Tchelos. Right? There's a whole large group of Jews today, mainly Chassidim, who will not put on Tchelos until Mashiach comes and tells us how to put on Tchelos. They're not going to change. They're not going to budge. Those guys are not budging. They're very tradition-based people. Okay, right or wrong, whatever it is, they're not going to put on Tchelos. So same thing. Like Shagasai will tell you, You cannot get this mitzvah even if you stand on your head. You can't get the mitzvah of Ksivas Eved Torah because you don't know how to write it. So says Rav Shmuel Balzer, not like that. He says, "Elo, avoloi mitam deinu lebikim esechel seves the ainza migerei aguf a mitzvah Ksivas Eved Torah." I think this is a very good point. None of the Rishonim had the Shagasayas kasha, which is very strange. Shagasayas is a basic takeaway from the Gemara in Kedushin. Obviously, the other Rishonim thought that's not shot in the Gemara. They learned the Gemara like we're saying. He says, "It was a numbers game, but it wasn't a halachic psul in the actual Sefer Torah." Now take a look at the Chayyadim. This, I think, is a question how to read this Chayyadim. Chayyadim was, again, halachic sefer. He writes the following. He says, "Benirli, das ha-pekes, loim de teira, koidem l'ksiva sefer teira." He thinks supporting loim de teira goes before writing a sefer teira. You have a certain amount of money to give away. So he says, that money should go first to loim de teira before you go to write a sefer teira. U'deloi kahamoin, not like the world, shechoshim who thinks sheksiva sefer teira mitzvah she'en l'mali b'menem. People have this thing that the most important mitzvah in the world is to write a sefer Torah. Okay, I'm not hooked up with the cipher. If anyone decides to write a sefer Torah, I get a kickback or don't. I have no skin in the game over here. Says the Chayodom, people think that there's the most important mitzvah in the world is that mitzvah. Says the Chayodom, it's not true. He says he thinks it's more important to support Torah. It's a big blow. Many people don't think that way. But Dr. Chayodom, Allah Almighty, he thinks it's more important. So you say to yourself, why does he think this way? It's a mitzvah. So if you hold like the Shagasaya, then it's very gishmak, right? Because according to the Shagasaya, you're not really getting the mitzvah. So we'll have to see that the Shagasaya is probably not accepted l'halacha l'maisa, because again, the Rishonim don't go that route. But look at the Chayodim. He says, "Udeloy kahamoyin shechoshim shekzibus evitar mitzvah she'en l'malim imenu," that there's no greater mitzvah than that. "Ubezel levat kainam oylem habo," they think that's the only way to get to oylem habo. "Ve'inoysim l'stapek is learning the Torah cloud," they don't support people learning Torah. "Ve'heim b'choshech yaleichu," walking in darkness. Amish, they're missing the boat. Umikol shekain, and definitely shemefazrim b'shas nesinas save a terrible about basic nesses. Esudas v'riboy neiros v'itzos merubas. Definitely those guys who spend a lot of money on the party that they make for dachnas save a terrible. V'ilu yishma ledivri chacham, if they would actually listen to the rabbis, v'vada yoyse toiv lefazer laniyim loimdim. They would use that money better to give to support loim de terrible that need the money. Big blow, this chayadah. It's not going to be on the bumper sticker of the Achnas Save Territory, right? Yeah.
No.
Not good for business, right?
But it'll be for every Kail fundraiser.
It's a great fundraiser, this Chayodom. So after Chayodom, it's a perception issue. Now, so if you look in the footnote over here, the Sefer, Kuntris Kavaratera, he wants to tell you, why is the Chayodom so against the mitzvah? There it is, because the Shagazayah.
You don't have
to. That's my argument.
Baruch Hashem, yeah, have a so for
because they hold like the Rosh.
The other argument is they hold like the Rosh. The problem is, yeah, the mamas just sit there a whole day. They don't do anything. It bothers me.
Well, there are 20 in it.
People have so many. They give so many. They give so many. Yeah, it doesn't go terrible. It hurts me a shtickle to see. So he writes in the bottom of 13, he says, the Yeshu Kosu with Tamish Al Chayadim. What's Pshat in the Chayadim? He said, the Yeshu Tzamzim by Tzaz Achnas is Hebiter. Why should you, cut corners and don't spend so much money on the Suda? I'll pay Divya Shagasari, the Simulam of all. The Bisman has a Inon Bikim Chasas Bishavish. Look, now Sim Chashlema. I rather would have said that's Pshat in the first part of the Chayadim. The first part of the Chayodim, when the Chayodim is saying, don't go so crazy about something, that's because of the Shagasai. He's saying, no, the reason why you don't go so crazy with the party is because it's not a full simcha, because you're not even sure if you're being Mekayim Mitzvah. Okay. But I thought this Chayodim was unbelievable. Take a look at this.
Again. So the writing of the Sefer Torah is the Gatim is perfect.
Yeah.
Where do we know about with the cloth and the tzav?
Those are all, a lot of it's halacha. You can see in Idrushas. A lot
it's
of it,
Rabbana, that's...
some of it, yeah, some of it not. Some of them are more important. We'll see maybe on the next sheet, next week. Some are bigger psulim, some are less psulim. But the Torah just tells you to write this song, and we learn from there the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Now, again, we usually don't put the stories on the Sunday morning show, but this one, I couldn't pass this one up. So they asked the Chofetz Chaim, Kishanisha Pam Aidei Benoy HaBuchar Reb Leib. Reb Leib, Chofetz Chaim's son, asked his father, Madua Loi Kosov Lo Sefer Torah. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, why did he never write a Sefer Torah? If anyone knows the Chavetz Chaim financial situation,
yeah.
he didn't have the money to write a Sefer Torah, right? So okay, that's what we would answer to the question. So they asked the Chavetz Chaim, his son must ask him, probably didn't call him dad, but yeah, Ta, why didn't you write a Sefer Torah? So he said, it says in Torah, mitzvah saseh, I call all the Yisrael, you should have a Sefer Torah. We know the Chavetz Chaim did every mitzvah possible. So mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. So look at what he answered him. Oynallah Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim answered him, Shadover loyhoye lefi hayisig yodei. Couldn't afford it. Suppose that. Couldn't afford it. End of story. Then he told him, Then he told him, I have another answer. Maybe today you only have to write Svarim, and the Chofetz Chaim did write a lot of Svarim. That he definitely did. She'ikur hamidik mazmeinu holich techum sheiter mishnah gemara pishusayim hagas behem. Then he ends off ubefrat ke'ez the anan einam bikiyim bechaseis v'seiris. And at the end, he threw in the Shagas Ayah also. So the Chafetz Chaim was trying to defend his not writing a Sefer Torah. So the first two arguments we all know. The first one was Oynus Rachman Apatre. He didn't have the money. The second one was a halachic argument that maybe we hold like the Rush that the Iker Mitzvah Bezman says to write for him. And then the last thing, I found it interesting that he at least even threw it in. He at least gave, you know, honorable mention, we'll call it, to the Shagas Ayah that maybe Bechlal there is no Mitzvah at all today because of the Einan Bikim Bechaseis V'chaseis. So,
it's interesting he brings down the name of Pisha and the Shach. He doesn't mention the Rush.
Right, because they quoted the Rush. But he wants the Halacha Maisa part, not just the Rishayim. He wants to say that the Poiskim actually go like this Rush. So this is a big push for people to buy Svarm. Today people buy a lot of Svarm, and it's a Kima Mitzvah. But on the flip side, take a look at number 15 over here. They quote from Reb Chaim Vital. The Chayin Amir Reb Chaim Vital B'Shara Kavonis Kosav Sha'av Shiyesh Nimroi Milakayim Mitzvah Zed Shekhtiva Zed Tayyib Shem Nizvan Azeh. Says Reb Chaim Vital, even though I know there are people that say there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah today because of the problem of the Shagas Ayah, but my Rebbe the Arizal, Siva L'Sefer Lichtav L'Sefer Torah Kiminuk Sefer Torah Shalom. The Ari didn't hold like that. The Ari said, like we saw from Mishmul Vaza, you do what you got to do. You do with what you have. So therefore, so the Arizal did not go like the Shagas Ayah. He thought that that's not an excuse because we can't. No, you do with what you have. And therefore, you make best of it.
Which then, somebody
Shagas Ayah and Ari, yeah, the Ari was a little bit before the Shagas Ayah. Before Ari, yeah, no, a little bit, 100 years before. Yeah. No, but I don't know if anyone besides, again, in the Rishonim, no one formulated it. That's what I meant. In the Rishonim, we didn't say anyone formulated this argument that you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah because of, he says, no, well, the Arizal was quoting such a thought. I mean, it was out there. Yeah, clearly in the times of the Arizal, at least in the times of the Arizal, this svara was bouncing around a little bit that we can't write Sefer Torah. And then the Chidah tells us the story. Umaran, because of Maran Achidah beBirki Yosef, ubishuei bracha shom shekain ikur, v'hoisiv shekiven shaharambam torach ma'oid. The Rambam spent a lot of time. Binyan zevin nasa el me'eva layam, he traveled. L'makim shayisham Sefer Torah shel Ezra Hanavi, u'misham hatik ha'sefer Torah shel. So the Rambam felt there is some way to get some form. Again, the kash is, if the Rambam found this authentic Sefer Torah, why could no one else find it? Where was everyone else?
But he also lists that, and the Rambam also lists that a mitzvah, doesn't he?
So the Rambam holds it as a mitzvah, right. And that's why the Rambam made it his business to get this Sefer Torah from Ezra, which sounds like an unbelievable piece of history over here. To be able to,
very interesting book.
Yeah. To be able to get such a Messiah. So you see clearly that it's not a posh at halacha maisa. Again, not that we're paskening here anyways. Whether or not you should or should not be Mekayim the mitzvah, exceed the Sefer Torah. But what I found is that this machlokes shagasayim and chachinuch is relevant in choshe mishpat. How's it relevant in choshe mishpat? Take a look over here, number 16. Look at this shiloh over here. Choshe mishpat shiloh. It sounds like he wrote it. He sounds like he copied whatever he found. That's the question. The manashach. Why is this the only one? Yeah, this needs historical analysis. But take a look at this shiloh. Ani gabai bebeis haknesses. Okay, right away, you gotta feel bad for him. Right, he's a gabai in a shul. You gotta feel bad for him. I'm a gabai in a shul. If he kama shvoi says sinu achnas to sevitar, we're gonna be making achnas to sevitar. Umechanu es ksiva soisis, and we sold the right to write the letters. Ksiva sois achren the last letter. She a mitzvah hagdoyla shasim ksiva atayu. The last letter is the big deal. Kol herchachagamar, the guy who gets to write the last letter. The chen izusha machshira is the sevitar. This is the one that makes the sevitar kosher. Also shloishes alfish kol. Big bucks, major money. Echad hamespalim kol mitzvah zu. So one guy, there's always one guy that's going to spend the money. So he decided he's buying the rights to write the last place. La'achesh yasi nachmas sefer Torah ischanu lekesh sefer Torah. Litzareinu harav to our dismay, miyad shabal kaveri hiskol lekra. Right when the balkaveri opened it up, no, they realized nimtza b'sefer Torah posel ois shetzarach tikun. Right away they saw this is bad job on the cipher. I'd go back and see the cipher, but that's just me. But they realized right away the cipher botched up an ois, and the mamish had to fix up the sefer Torah. The imam has made a colossal mistake and needs to fix the Sefer Torah.
What's the shiloh? One's a tikkun and one's a ksiva.
No, but
so I don't even understand the shiloh.
No, a second. One second. So the shiloh is, so the last. Okay.
No,
so,
we can see that.
Let's read. Navsheinu b'sheilo seinu. Our question is, Ha'im tzarech la'azah shloishes alfei shkolim. Do you have to give back 60,000 shkolim l'koin ksivas oisach roino? Does he get his money back? It was proven. This guy wrote the last letter of a non-kosher Sefer. He thought he was going to be machshir. He wasn't machshir the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was possible. It needed to be fixed five letters.
No, it wasn't possible until they read it.
No, 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 no. They didn't know it.
They didn't know it.
It was possible.
Yeah, but when he told it, it was good.
No, it wasn't.
No, he botched it.
No, what is it? He didn't. It was not a halachically kosher. It was all a misnomer. It was a mistake.
Maybe it was the first time they read it.
They had no idea. The cipher. So, yeah.
Let him correct it.
I don't know if he knows how to.
He just wrote a letter.
Yeah, that was easy. He just said, right. So maybe. Maybe.
Work on it and learn how to do that.
Could be. That's a good suggested answer. I like that. But the shiloh was, this guy was yelling, screaming, I want my money back.
It's a better chance for my flow.
Oh, that's just much more fun, right? So he writes over here, I Dilma, what's the other argument? Even Shahoyel is safe for Terechas, because Kashras ain't Sarech Lahavza Layas Kas. Doesn't get his money back. Now, I don't understand this thing. It had a Chazaka, yeah, but then the Chazaka was broken. It did have a Chazaka, right? The Chazaka is. Right, so the argument is, right, so do you say that when I, exactly, that this soul only came about after the Achnas Seva Terech? It's a little bit of hard. No, it's over here. When the Seifer finished the, when you wrote the last letter on Monday morning, and then when they found the psal on Wednesday, you're going to tell me that that psal first came Wednesday afternoon. What does the Chazaka help me? The Chazaka only tells me until I find the mistake, I can assume it's kosher. But now I know it wasn't kosher. So now, does that show me that
Hubba Dalma Freya? That, I have a question. Yeah. That means that everybody that wrote every other letter before really didn't get a mitzvah.
That's also true.
So what's the point of doing it?
No, the point is this guy claims,
he finished it.
No, no, they all help.
You put an aleph somewhere in the middle of Bamidbar, it's not a kosher sefer Torah because it's not complete.
Yeah, so every time someone writes a letter in the middle, I guess that's considered being mitzaref to writing a sefer Torah. There's a whole again. I'm not getting into hilchos. It is a topic I want to talk about one day, but
they have the same time.
So what happens? Let's say people write a sefer Torah b'shutfus. How does that work? Partnership. We join together. How does that work?
We
both get the mitzvah. We get half the mitzvah. So these are good shailas. Again, way beyond my knowledge of ksivas, the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah, but these are good questions.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, most people, it's usually a partnership. Right. Everyone does it together. One guy doesn't want to flip the whole belt. So the shailas over here, does he have a right? So what would you say the answer is? So the meishav says, it's telling machleik, the shagazayim, nechas kanuf. If you hold like the shagazayim, right. When you buy that last letter, you know you're not getting anything.
Right.
What are you tiny? You think you're getting the mitzvah? You know you're not getting the mitzvah. You overpaid for something. If you attack a lambda and you know the shag is out, you know you just overpaid for maybe a suffix.
Some suffer also.
So it's not a mekhav tzayis. If you hold it, the minchas chinuch. So if you hold it, the minchas chinuch, you say to yourself, listen, I know that I'm expecting a safe. Grad at the end of the shiloh, the Rav Paskin, he doesn't get his money back for other cheshbainis, chesh mishpat stuff. But I just thought it was cool how he was titled this machalik shag is out.
Whichever sefer Torah you write of the 100 variations, it's always a suffer. Right. It isn't a vaday that
correct.
It's possible.
Correct.
In this case, it was a vaday that it was
possible. Right. The question is, but he went into this knowing he's not really.
Yeah, maybe he is getting the
context.
He didn't know that it was 100%.
Right. Again, depending on how you learn the Shagasai. If you learn the Shagasai that he's saying that there's no real chance you're ever getting a chance. The Chassam Sefer was just saying that you can't make a bracha on this mitzvah because you never know. Right. Maybe now we've moved on the Chassam Sefer.
Right.
Maybe this is why you can never make a bracha on the Sefer Torah because maybe the Sefer got it wrong. That's what Taka say Chazak on. See, that I would argue Chazak. You can make a bracha because Cheskas Kasher says a good Sefer wrote a Kasher Sefer Torah. There must be places that maybe the Sefer Torah got it wrong and therefore you can't make a bracha. But over here, that's what he writes. He says, Tshuva. Ain't Tzarech L'Hachazes HaKesef. He doesn't get his money back. Why? How even is that? Ava bishet kasa v'shagasai shekiv v'sheinon v'kim v'chaseis v'yaseiris. Ain't sefer Torah kasha me'atayra. What do you mean? If you hold the shagasai, not one of our sefer Torah are kasha me'deraisa. Ule dvar rav ze oitam she'ein ze mekach tois. That would be another reason why it's not a mekach tois. Im konek sivas oisach v'ein v'z barish ha'sefer basel. Now, it might be totally if the guy knew about the shagasai or not. Right. This guy who bought the last toys, does he know that such a shagasai exists? Well, he has no idea about anything. Someone told him, listen, if you give a lot of money, they probably told him it's a school. That's always a good selling point. So a school to write the last toys in the Sefer Torah. Fine, so he gave over all the money. He didn't know anything about a shagasai and mechas chenech and gemar and kedushin. So then it's all not negeya. And a chram, but you come in knowing, you came to the table knowing that you're not really being the kind of
I wanted to write that verse.
Oh, so that's the question. Can you argue that I knew the shagasai? I still wanted the last letter because it's a schtaltz to say I wrote the last letter. Well, I guess so. You did get the last letter still, right? You don't need a halachic last letter. You need a physical last letter. Because halachic last letter you're not getting anyway. Meaning, it might be totally in the psychology of the person. Why do you want to write the last letter? If he thought, I did this last letter, I'm making the Sefer Torah into the Sefer Torah, you can stand on your head, you're not doing it. But then he writes over, he says, Mikom Mokar. Disagrees. And all our Svarim are kosher. So I just thought it's amazing how in the world of Chayshim Mishpat you can connect this Machloikish Shagasai and the Minchas Chinuch. But let's get back to the issue at hand over here. This is the, again, this Shagasai and the Minchas Chinuch are two major Yisoidis in Tziva Sefer Torah. And as we'll see, each one of them have problems. The Moshel. If you take a look over number one in Shirchav Ches, from Rebbe Yashiv actually has a tshuva on this whole discussion about the Ksiva Sefer Torah, and he points out the bomb kasha on the Shagas Aryeh. He says, "Ochem b'tur yeridaya, kas of mitzvahs aseh al kolechem b'Yisrael lichtev lo Sefer Torah u'mo'oy tzarech la'achzer acharei." The Torah says there's a mitzvah that writes to write a Sefer Torah. This is why the Chofetz Chaim's son asked on his father, "Why didn't you do it? It's a mitzvah to do it." So says Rabbi Yashiv, "Mevor the daita shenitan lekaimin." He said, "What do you mean? The Torah lived before the Shagas Aryeh. The Torah writes there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah." Comes on the Shagas Aryeh 500 years later and says, "No, I'm sorry, you can't do the mitzvah." And I said, "The Torah says you could do the mitzvah."
Yeah, but the Torah may be passing it like his father.
No, no, I say he doesn't work with the Rosh's Cheshbon of all that. No, that's the assumption. If you look in the Torah, he doesn't say because we're saying Mechan Svarim. He says that he assumes Kipshuta, the mitzvah still exists. Now, could be your Mekayim and Svarim. But the meaning he should say that the mitzvah is thrown out because of the Shagas Aryeh's time. Says Rabbi Yashiv.
But the Torah is 500 years before.
Correct.
So closer to
right, and
maybe he didn't have that thing.
But the Gemara said it. The Gemara told it to us already. The Gemara told us we don't know how to write Sefer Torah. So the Shagasai took from that Gemara that we can't write Sefer Torah. Yet 500 years ago, in the times of the Torah, he had no problem with that issue. So that's the kash on the Shagasai. Then, to me, this is really the major kash on the Shagasai is none of the other Rishonim had his problem. Now, what's the problem with the Menachas Chinuch? So we'll go with the Menachas Chinuch's version. Menachas Chinuch was very geschmack. Menachas Chinuch said that there's two types of Yiseis v'chaseiros. Those that matter and those that don't matter. So those that matter, Vada, we knew. Those that don't matter. So that's why we didn't know them. What's the kasha with him? So they point out over here, number two, the sefer called Shira Chadosha. Nice name for a sefer on Ksiva Sefer Torah. He writes, Om lema achreinim nechel kwa achidish Menachas Chinuch. Who pashtus mashmois ha-poiski mashma v'chol cheser or yeser or yisbe Sefer Torah. Av kishen ha-pirish v'amachav mishtan v'nifzol ha-Sefer Torah. According to the Menachas Chinuch, when the Rishonim talk about a Sefer Torah that's chaser or yeser, it have to depend what type of chaser and yeser it is. The Rishonim just write straight. A Sefer Torah that's chaser or yeser is possible. What do you mean? According to the Menachas Chinuch, it just depends. If it's a vav that makes a difference, if it's a yid that makes a difference, if it's a vav in a drasha, if it's a vav not in a drasha, it should depend on the letter. The Rishonim don't make this distinction. So therefore, many Achrayim point out that this chiddush of the Menachas Chinuch, that there's two categories of Yiseis v'chaseiros, one that passes and one does not passel, is not mentioned anywhere in the Rishonim. So that's the kash on the Menachas Chinuch.
We're going to
have that right now, at some point. It's on the page. We're going to get to it. Famous Ramban, everyone quotes. Good. We're creating inside, yeah.
According to Zohar, is the concept that until I know different,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
But now that I've
Hazak. Now we're going to talk about. So, Belinda, we're going to talk about that next week. There's a famous Machloikis Rishayim. So, what taka happens if you find out the Sefer Torah is possible? What do you do now? Do you have to reread everything? Or do you go further? So, that's a very important Machloikis Rishayim, which we'll get to next week. But Chazaka usually is until it's Nisbara. I assume this until I find out otherwise. And now I found out otherwise. So, you could say the way Chazaka works is that I assumed the Sefer Torah was kosher until I found out on Wednesday that it was possible. Which means when the guy wrote the letter, that could be the way you look at a Chazaka.
Pasha Zucker from that.
And right, so you assume things only changed. Okay, this is a major sugyas and subas that we one day should learn together about, you know, how chazakas work. But sometimes you assume chazaka changed only when you first find it, which would then back to this case means that when I wrote the Sefer Torah on Monday and then on Wednesday I found the ois pasul, it doesn't mean the ois pasul was there already from Monday. It first happened now. Somehow miraculously between Monday and Wednesday, you know, somehow the ois got erased, which is a little hard but mitzvahs. But usually chazaka means things are the way they are until I know that they change. Okay. And that's a very, very, very brief and not full explanation.
Of
Chazaka.
Modern,
yeah, sure, sure, yeah.
Because now we have computers.
Yeah. That's what Shul Voz is talking about. Shul Voz was one of the big believers and pushers for computer checking the Sefer Torah. Because, again, if you hold that we're not Bikimi, he says, why bother checking? What are you going to get at? So his argument is, no, like we said earlier, you'll get as much as we know for our generation. So, and other errors as well, right? Now, here's a very important Gemara. This Gemara in Erevin is used by the Maral. Maral has a whole piece on this Sugya. And he uses this Gemara in Erevin. Seems like a very innocent Gemara in Erevin. What's the Gemara in Erevin? Gemara in Erevin tells us a story. That when Rav Meir, Ukshabasi Eitzel Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Meir came to Rabbi Shmuel, Amar lo, he said to him, B'ni, ma malachtecha? What's your job? What do you do for a living? So Amar Lo, he told him, Lav Lavarani, told him I'm a Sefer. Nice job. Amar Lo, he said to him, Amar Lo, B'ni, be very careful. Havei Zoy B'malachtecha. You have a very special job. Why? Shemalachtecha Melecha Shemayim. You're doing heavenly work. Shema'ata Mechasu Reisachas or Miyata Reisachas. You maybe accidentally might put in one extra letter or put in or miss one letter. Nimtzis Machriv Es Kol Olam Kulu. And you'll be destroying the entire world. Ken, this is another great example of what I mentioned. This is a very Agadita Gemara, right? This doesn't sound like a halachic Gemara. It sounds like Agadita. He's giving him a pep talk. Listen, you're doing a very important job. Make sure you do the right job because if not, you could destroy the world.
Yeah, so, it sounds like something they would say. It's so cool.
Exactly. It sounds like, a scare tactic. Everyone has to realize your job is very important. Now, can we see anything from this Gemara about the status of the Sefer Torah? So yeah, I would say that was totally not the... That was not the purpose of the drasha. His drasha was to get him to realize how important his job is. Now, what does it mean in the Gemara when the Gemara says, Machir is kolay lam kulay? You're destroying the whole world. So, Pashup Shai, because you're patching up all the Sefer Torah. If you're going to go to a Sefer school and you come out and you're going to produce 20 Sefer Torah and you're not careful and you make your Sefer, you just made 20 Sefer Torah possible. And then someone copies you the next generation. Yeah. That's Taka Machir Basoil. That's where I think most of us would have learned the Gemara, right? Look in Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean? Meaning there is a way. Right. Again, in the times of the Gemara, we don't know where we're holding. This was before Einan Bikin. But look at the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Very different shot in the Gemara. Rashi learns, Mechas ois achas, v'ashem elokim emes. For all our Balei Kri over here, that pasuk doesn't exist in the Chumash. Right? I don't want it to fool anyone. It's pasuk enough. So Stamazi Rashi mixes in over here, ciphers with Navi and Chumash. But okay. V'ashem elokim emes, im techaser aleph, if you forget out the aleph of emes, hariata machruf, that's destruction. Because what do you say? Hashem elokim emes. So that's terrible. So what do you see from Rashi? Rashi didn't learn that we're worried about what your impact will be on the world vis-a-vis Hilchas Sefer Torah. Will be how it will be hashkafically perceived. If you write the wrong thing in a book, that's terrible for hashkafes ha'olam. The next example, Vaidaber Hashem, another classical pasuk. Vaidaber Hashem im toisef, that's in the Chumash, okay, that we all know. Vaidaber Hashem, every three pesukim, Vaidaber Hashem on Moshe im toisef ois achas. If you'd add a letter, Vatichte Vaidabru, a little vav there. What does Vaidabru mean? They spoke to Moshe. That gives off the connotation that there's two gods. Says Rashi, Nimtzes Machruv. So what do you see from Rashi? Rashi did not learn this Gemara Aliba de Hilchas on Hilchas Kriya Sefer Torah, or even Hilchas Sefer Torah. Rashi was learning that all of these letters that are extra and missing are not going to passel the Gufa Sefer Torah, but they're going to have hashkafic and problems for people's perception of the world.
But that's not the mouth. That's not what we've been talking about. We're talking about not knowing missing letters.
No, but
these are legitimate mistakes. No,
but the point is, so, and what would be so schwer if there'd be a letter missing? So most of us say, passel the Sefer Torah. I mean, again, we have to go backwards. We have a Gemara, and the Gemara tells us we're not experts in Sefer Torah. So the question is, okay, so what? So what? Does that make our Sefer Torah possible? So, of course it makes the Sefer Torah possible. Really? If it makes the Sefer Torah possible, why didn't Rav Meir just tell you, Shmuel, be very careful if you put an extra letter in or what you possible up a Sefer Torah. So Pashup Shat, Rashi was, I'm not learning that way. Rashi was learning, he was giving him a pep talk about how you could create hashkafic problems in the world. Why didn't he tell him better? Listen, buddy, if you're going to do it the wrong way, you're going to possible up the Sefer Torah. So you can be Medaik either way you like. Either you can be Medaik, it's Pashup that.
He didn't need him to tell him that.
Exactly.
Right, it was Pashut, right. If he does it wrong, it's possible.
Right. You don't tell a doctor. You got to give him something more. Right. You don't tell a doctor, if you don't do the procedure right, the patient's going to die. It's more than that. And the patient dies, and you're going to get sued, and blah, 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 and you go on and on, and how the world's going to be a terrible place, right? So that's what this pep talk was over here. No insight on halacha l'maisa. However, the Shaios and Tshuvas Ritva, he writes over number 5. He says, V'zele, again, I had to quote, I didn't have a copy of it, but I saw it quoted. He says, V'oid alay omru, kishabar reba kiva, lifnei reba liyazar, I think it was Rameh, but Omar Loi, he told him, Hizab, Mlach to Hashem et Achas or Isachas. Oi Toysev Azachas, Mechayev, Ata Machos call him Kula. Kloimar, mid the Chazin on the Choser Achas Machav Oilom, and came Bavada, have a Sefer Torah possible. With what deduced from this Gemara, that you see from this Gemara, that a Sefer Torah Shechoser is possible. Why? Because if you're going to be destroying the world, that means you're definitely going to make the Sefer Torah possible.
But wait, but not Rashi's example was where it changes the meaning.
That's
if you take word Aaron and you make it
so Rashi didn't, L'chari didn't go that way. Rashi was not learning like this ritual. Rashi was learning that it's not a question of the Sefer Torah being passed on Apple. It was partially the question of whether or not people will have the wrong ideas about it because wrong.
Top of the fact that it's possible, you also mock it
as good. That's the way the ritual is learned. We'll see the Maral.
What the ritual is saying? What he's saying is obvious.
Again, we'll see. Again, the Maral didn't think like that. Maral talked. My Rav Gara goes the other way. He says, the fact that he made such a big deal about Yimach Vayil, and he didn't say Sefer Torah Pasul, Shema Amin Sefer Torah is not Pasul. Right? Again, to me, the whole question is not really on the table, because I don't think that was the agenda of the conversation. They were never discussing Hilchas Sefer Torah or Hilchas Kedusha Sefer Torah. They were discussing the importance of the job and the impacts that it could have. But this is the Ritva. Now, everyone has been quoting for the last 2 weeks the famous Ramban. So we might as well read it inside already so we know that it exists. I don't want to say we made it up. This Ramban is found in the Hakdomo to Sefer Bereishis. It's a rule of thumb. It's always kedai to learn the Ramban's Hakdomo. We mentioned this in the Chumash. It's always kedai to read the Ramban's Hakdomo to all of Chamish Chumash Torah. Hakdomo to Bereishis, it always has fascinating things in there. Stamaz, if you get the newer Mikrois Kedai, it's always kedai to read Rabbeinu Bachai's Hakdomo also. Always very insightful, always very geschmack. Yeah, all the time. It's great. You know, it's always fantastic stuff. The Hakdomo is always amazing. Rabbeinu Bachai, the new Mikrois Kedai is the blue ones. Beautiful, beautiful print. Suggest everyone get them. Beautiful print, and it has that Rabbeinu Bachai, every Hakdomo to each parasha. Fantastic. They also have great pictures in the back of the new blue ones also. But okay. I also don't get a kickback for selling those chumashim. But they're very good. You should get them. They're very, very helpful. So writes the Ramban in his Hakdomo to Sefer Bereishis. He writes, Oid yesh biyadeinu kabbalah shel emes. We have a tradition. Ki chala ha-Torah kula shmois v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the letters of the Torah are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'tevas mischalkos l'shemes. The letters are divided into Hashem's names. We have the word pasuk bereishis. Is chalek l'tevas acheres. It could be broken up into other words. Kigoyin borosh yisbara elikim. Right. So the word bereishis is supposed to be broken down as to like that. B'chol atarikain levat zirufein the gematriain shal shemus. Okay. Skip a bunch of lines where he says at the end. He says kizeo inyan yichay v'anachnu. I'm sorry. Ubebnei zeh. Sefer Torah she'to'o bo'ois achas b'mole o'y b'chaser hasel. Says Ramban, because I just got finished telling you that the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch are in the words of the Torah, if you got to leave out one letter, Sefer Torah is possible. Ki zeh inyan yichay v'oyton o'yson o'livso Sefer Torah she'chaser b'yvav echad v'milos o'ysom sh'bo mehem v'ametes meleim b'Torah o'yshiyichtei v'hei v'echad mishar achsar v'chin ki yaitse v'zeh. Avo b'ish einay ma'ilo v'loy ma'irid. Exactly not like the Menachos Chinuch. Doesn't matter, says the Ramban. It's not going to change a word. Doesn't have any impact on the word of the Pasuk. Says the Ramban, doesn't matter. Yifi ha'oyla v'machshava v'zeh inyan she'eviu ha'gidoyle ha'mikro l'minois kol mole v'choser v'chol ha'teir v'ha'mikro v'lechab esvarim v'mesiris ad Ezra Sefer Novi she'nishtadl b'zeh. This is what Ezra Sefer was so worried, concerned about, to make sure we have all the moles in the chaseris, right? Moshe Dorshu v'posik v'yikru b'sefer v'teris l'akim. Okay. So what do you see from this Ramban? This is the famous Ramban everyone knows about. Ramban says that because again, this is not al pi gemara anyway. This is the Ramban's own, we'll call this also hashkafic feeling. Since we have this tradition that the Shema Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merum is in the letters of the Torah, if you're going to have one ois moli ois chaser, it's going to pass all the Sefer Torah. Fine. So
he's saying Shadasari is agreeing.
Well, he's saying not like the Menachos Chinuch. Menachos Chinuch tying it to us that it depends on the Yiseiris v'chaseiris. He's saying it doesn't depend. Every moli, every chaser, Aaron HaKohen's name, if it's got a vav or doesn't have vav, it's not going to impact anything. But it's going to impact the Shem and Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's going to possibly save the text.
Why is he different than the Shagasayah?
So again, he's coming from a different angle. He's similar to the Shagasayah. He's saying that if you're not going to do it right, it's going to possibly save the text. No, he's like the Shagasayah, right? It's like the Shagasayah for that matter. Now, take a look over in the Sefer Shiva's Nosson. He said an interesting Svara. The Maral, I didn't photocopy the whole. Maral has a bunch of pages in one of his Svarim. Maral was Medayik from this Gemara, not like the Ritva. The Maral was Medayik from this Gemara that Taka, the Gemara says only Machibes Oilam, but the Gemara doesn't say it's possible to say the Torah. Shema Amino, Chosev, yes, it doesn't possible to say the Torah. Al the Gechidish, Maral. Maral says from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say a word about possible to say the Torah, Shema Amino, it doesn't possible to say the Torah. Now again, if you learn the Gemara like Rashi, it's Bechlam not right. Because Rashi, that was so not the Gemara's agenda to teach a Sefer, Hilchos Afros. The agenda was to teach him the bigger picture of risk. Exactly. It was not a halachic goal. You know, he also didn't tell him, by the way, you know, if you do this, this, it's going to pass a little also. But that's the Maral. So he writes over here, V'hine. L'fiyah min chetchinach shahani chaseirish ein anu b'kim haf t'av b'chal shmoyt v'shadosh baruch hu. Ein poislam say v'tayr. Okay, according to min chetchinach, holds that even a moli v'chaser that does not impact the change of the halacha does not pass a little say v'tayr. Even though the Ramban told us that it's the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'fiyah yesh l'tar is kushas ha-maral. So this Sefer wants to say, according to the Minchas Chinuch, we can answer the Maral's Kasha. What was the Maral's Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara say, Machreves Ha'olam, Upaisal HaSefer Torah? So again, that's the Maral's Kasha. the way we learned the Gemara, like Rashi, Bechal, the Kasha is not a Kasha. But okay, but that's the Maral's Kasha. Correct, the Maral, why didn't the Gemara say bigger? Not just that you're Machav Oilam, that's like, sounds very nice, Machav Oilam, very good. Oh, but the Sefer Torah is possible. Say bigger, suck the Maral, because it's not true. Sefer Torah is not possible.
Why don't we say that Rashi says, for sure it's possible? Not only that, it's also...
That's the way the Ritva learned. Right? The Ritva said, if it's Machav Oilam, the Sefer Torah has to be possible. But the impression I get from Rashi, when Rashi learned the Gemara, was Rashi was more worried about the Hashkafic perception of it.
Because it was understood that it was possible, for sure.
Maybe, yes, maybe not. I agree with you. I have no 100% raya that Rashi holds like the Maral or like the Ritva. But he wanted to do this. How can we answer up the Kasha according to Mechus Chanuk? Very geshmak. The Fizi Yeset has Kutcha the Maral. Sheiksha. The Inem of the Sefer Torah Shechasa Yeset Apostle Lucas. If you're right, that Sefer Torah missing is possible, am I Omele Rameir? Why did he tell Rameir? His Zahu Gomelach Tukal Hashem Atam Mechasa Emiyata Oysachas Machav Soilam. Why did he tell him, be careful because you destroy the world? Avele Meimah Dimata Mechasa Oys Apostle Lucas. We go in Brach Levatal. He should have said better. You're going to be causing a generation of people that are going to be working with the Sefer Torah Apostle. Why didn't he say that to him? Now, this Sefer wants to say, but if you hold like the Menchus Chinuch, then it's answered. Why? Omnam. Very, this is Gishmak Achap. Lefiya Menchus Chinuch Maturitz. He told Rameir, I know you know all the important Yisayas v'chaseiras. So I have no doubt in my mind you'll get all the important ones right. So therefore what? You'll never pass the Sefer Torah. Because you know what you're doing. Right? He says,
meaning that the unimportant ones don't pass.
Exactly. But he was telling him, even the unimportant ones that don't pass, I still want you to be careful with them. Why? Because of the Ramban. Because Shmoy Tzav Shal HaKadosh Baruch. Now, how do you read that into Machav Yisraelim? I don't know, but he wants to say this. Imkain, Tizar Bahanach Yisraelis after Bahanach Yisraelis Adayin Sefer Torah Kasha Avada. Those Yisraelis that don't passel it, still be careful with. Af Achgoyim Churban. Why? Kivish Shagam Bahani Mitzterfes to Shemesh Shachosh Baruch Hu Meilayom Mashiach Sefer Torah Pasul Bahani Dolim Mishtayim Adayin Kasha Gora Kivin Bahani Shubaki. Fine. So he wants to say like this. He was telling him like this. Avada, the big ones I know you're going to remember. What about the small ones that don't matter? I want you to be careful with those also. You know why? Because they're Shemaitim Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So which means he learned the Gemara, Machav HaSoilam, why are you destroying the world? Not like Rashi, because of perception. Yeah, Machav HaSoilam, because you're messing up Hashem's name.
And
that's Ramban. He wants to tell us that Mechaz Chinuch will learn the Gemara differently. Mechaz Chinuch will learn the Gemara that he was telling him like this. I know there's two types of Yisayas V'Chaseiris. I want you to be careful, even in those that you're not normally careful for. Why? Not because it will pass the Sefer Torah, but it will be Machav HaSoilam. Why will it be Machav HaSoilam? Because you're tampering with the Shemaitim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It won't pass the Sefer Torah, because the Menachas Chinuch Lishitasei holds, it doesn't pass the Sefer Torah. So why was he focusing on Machav? Where's the Machav? Torah says the Machav is the fact that you're tampering with Shemaitim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it's Apshatel. But we'll see, Blina, that this Gemara is a very important Nekuda about whether or not we have a Raya or a lack of Raya that Yisayas V'Chaseiras pass the Sefer Torah. Blina, the next week, we'll wrap up this topic and see how it impacts Siva Sefer Torah and Kriyas Sefer Torah as well. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, go to the mountains.
Thank you.
Oh.